Dining Dish here for Baltimore Internet Radio, and we are on the road again in the heart of Baltimore City at a Baltimore row home where Larry Hunts has City Hydro, an urban farm that features microgreens. When I say microgreens, it can be everything from Italian parsley to bronze fennel. It's for home cooks, it's for restaurants, and it's for business people. Listen to more of what Larry Hunts has to say about how he grows these wonderful, healthy, nutrient-dense microgreens with just pure water. Dining Dish here with Larry Hunts of City Hydro, which is a natural way of growing microgreens. The business has been around for a year. It's taken off, and I'm going to let Larry talk about City Hydro, how it started. So why don't we start with that? It's been a year.
Sure.
What did you do before? What drove you to go into City Hydro and being an urban grower?
So I was a hacker for the feds, was a security expert, and in 2011 I was on my way to a client in Trenton, New Jersey on 95, stopped in traffic, waiting for a state trooper to remove some tire debris from the road. Looked up in my rearview mirror, and there was a guy barreling down the road talking on his cell phone, and hit the rear end of my truck at 65 miles an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
Suffered a traumatic brain injury. And so I wasn't thinking the same way I was thinking. And things weren't, I wasn't able to do the same things I was able to do with computers. So we had to figure out what we're going to do, because workman's comp and insurance money, I don't care what those people say on TV, there ain't nobody getting rich off that stuff. So we decided to try to do something. So first thing we tried to do was to grow tomatoes under LED lights, and hence our logo with that big tomato. Tomatoes, the greens were really good, but the tomatoes didn't get big enough because there's no power in the LEDs. So then we tried lettuces. Lettuces we grew really nice. We grow great lettuces in this room, but just couldn't sell enough of them to make an income. So then we started playing with microgreens, and now we grow 54 different kinds of microgreens. We grow true microgreens, which means the greens that we grow only have two leaves, not three, not four. We don't use any fertilizers. We don't use any pesticides. Everything is grown with pure water.
And I saw that the water goes through a filtration of about four times before
Right.
you even use that.
Right. So we actually, we're emptying this out today.
Which is a large container, a brown container, which I take holds the water.
Right. It's food safe. It's actually reprovisioned. It was a Porcini container that was shipped from Italy to here. It had porcinis in it. Actually, when I got it, I had to clean it out really good. It holds 190 liters of water. We actually draw the water from Baltimore City, so we get the water out of our tap. Bring it in here. We UV it. We have a UV filter that does 9 gallons per minute filtration. We also sanitize it with grapefruit seed extract to kill any pathogens in the water. We set the pH at 4.0. We hydrogen peroxide the water. And I'm finishing up another filtration system that will have charcoal, gravel, and sand to filter it through again.
So that'll be like a fifth step.
Right. And we use 5 gallons of water a day to run our entire operation.
That's not a whole lot.
No.
And it all grows. I mean, did you have a green thumb before this?
No.
Your wife, Zanna, was she the one with the green? No?
No. We had no real growing experience at first. I was a chef, so prior to hacking, and I'd been working in the computer field for about 12 to 15 years. Prior to that, I was a chef. I was a chef in Prague, Amsterdam, New York, Washington, D.C., Miami, Texas, Chicago.
And explains all the beautiful photographs that you put up for Instagram.
Yeah.
And the food looks stunning.
Thanks. In fact, Phyllis Richmond gave me a review in D.C. Portland, Oregon. I was a chef out in Portland, got reviews out there. And we did fine dining work. Everything was white tablecloth. I worked for 2-star Michelin chefs in Europe. Learned a lot of stuff in Europe and came back after an accident in Prague. And came back to the States and went to Oregon and opened restaurants in Oregon for some people and decided to, got a computer for Christmas, started playing with it, and got into hacking.
You know, it's you have to have that certain set of mindset to really work with computers. Now, I'm good with programs. I'm not good with computers. Meaning I can do Instagram, but if it starts getting too technical, okay, maybe I can squeeze some hypertext into my blog, but that's about as far as I go. But, you know, if anybody hacked me, I think I'd slip my wrist. I have more programs up that I run. So this is really on the second floor of your house. I'm looking at racks and racks of microgreens and red veins sorrel. And I didn't realize that to be a microgreen, it only could have 2 leaves on it.
Yeah, it only has the cotyledon leaves. And so actually red vein sorrel is not a microgreen.
Oh, okay.
It is a lettuce. So, and actually you can see this has been going since 624. So this is a long time. So you can see that this little part here, this is actually the microgreen.
Okay.
This is the lettuce. This is what happens to it after the cotyledons drop off. It then forms this second part. The taste between the microgreens and this is like night and day. The little part is very tasty and very sweet. When it turns into this, it becomes very bitter. I personally don't like the red vein sorrel when it's like this because it's too bitter.
But okay.
The chefs that want the red vein sorrel, they want it. And so we grow it for them.
So
it takes a long time.
How large do you let it grow?
About the size of a nickel.
Okay.
And that's it. I won't grow it any bigger. If they want it bigger, they call their produce company.
Okay.
We grow 5 different kinds of pea shoots. And in fact, today you get to see an experimental microgreen we're growing.
Okay.
These are Aphila pea shoots, which means they're a hybrid, and it gets a very curly leaf on it and tentacles. And actually, Julian from Chingali's asked us to start growing this for him this year, and now everybody wants the peas. And these are Fiesta pea shoots. They're a little bit bigger than the Aphila, and a little sweeter. This is our experiment.
Okay. As he reaches up to the top shelf, which is far out of my reach.
And I have to tell you about the glasses, too. We're trying to grow a yellow. We grow yellow pea shoots, but like any other, the plant is green. So we're trying to make a yellow pea shoot. So this is our attempt. So what we're doing is we're starving the plant of sunlight so the chlorophyll doesn't develop.
It's sort of like the green and white asparagus.
Exactly, or the popcorn shoots that are yellow instead of green. So you can see they're yellow. And I've tried this before and it hasn't worked. They turn green eventually. But this one I'm confident for restaurant week they'll be yellow.
Okay.
And we only work with a handful of chefs. So we only deliver with inside our zip code, which means we only Fells Point, Canton, and
Harbor East.
We have one customer in Fed Hill, and they've just been with us since day one, so we still deliver to them. But we've had like Cyrus and those guys up in Woodbury and Hamden's call us, and we just say we don't deliver there, but you're more than welcome to open a City Hydra because we're open source. So we have no patents on any of our information. We build our own lights. We give our information freely. We will train people. We have free training on our websites now. We film everything with our GoPro camera, wherever the heck that's at today. On a headset, we film everything. So you can learn to grow for free. We sell all our stuff at greatly reduced prices. So Our racks are less than $1,000, and we build the boxes. So all of our lights are at 12 volts, 1.5 amps.
Okay.
The entire room runs on less than $100 worth of electricity a month.
So anybody can do that. So it's a great endeavor. You're challenged. So the whole thing is setting up these, and they buy seeds from you.
Right. Eventually we get into the seeds. Right now we buy our seeds from Mountain Valley, and we were buying from Johnny's, but Johnny's 3% of their annual sales is through Monsanto. So we are very, and a lot of people have maybe bashed us a little bit because we're anti-GMO, we're anti-contaminated soils.
You're a purist.
Right.
You're a purist.
And in fact, somebody came to the farmer's market on Saturday and told us that they read that the LED lights contaminate the food, that there was issue with the LED lights. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so I was ready to shut down City Hydro and find a new light source, and came home and started reading about it. And they're right about the LED lights, and there is an issue with the LED lights. And it's not our LED lights. It's the weed growers' LED lights in Colorado and Washington State and in somebody's backyard, in their bedroom, wherever they're growing weed. It's because they're using blue and red spectrum only to grow the weed. And the blue spectrum lights are affecting people's minds.
Okay.
They're somehow doing something to the mind of people, making them irritable, making them not sleep well. And so they come out with these glasses that filter out the blue light. So this is actually a blue spectrum light. And okay, if you look at it through these, you'll see how it changes.
Mm-hmm.
See how it changes?
Right.
So our lights...
It's not as yellow, it's not as
right.
Large.
Right, so you're taking out the blue spectrum. So these lights are actually full spectrum.
And there's no problem with that.
Right. So we found that out. And we thanked the person that came to us and told us, because if you find anything that we're doing, to us, we use food safe trays. So these are actually pizza dough proofing trays, which means that they proof pizza dough in it so they can get hot. And when plants germinate, they get warm. So we use the pizza dough proofing trays because they can get warm and they don't leach plastic into the source.
Larry, now, consumers can get your microgreens and your lettuces at...
No, we only do microgreens now. We don't sell any lettuces anymore. We have some... We partner with some people that will be growing lettuces a little bit down the road, and they'll be selling it.
So at what farmer's market...
Only the Fells Point Farmers Market we sell our products at.
Okay. And that's Saturday mornings.
Saturday mornings we sell our microgreens at the Fells Point Farmers Market. All of our other business is wholesale. We sell an entire tray like this wholesale for $30.
Considering what food costs are, that's a bargain and a half.
Yeah. In fact, when we go to the chefs, in fact, Myth and Moonshine down here, Kevin has been one of our customers for almost a year now.
I had a dish that he fixed. You commented on this. Was a long time ago. I was there for something, and he had used the amaranth, and maybe he might have been a little bit overly enthusiastic with it.
He is. And so I tell you, so this is amaranth, and so he actually had a produce guy come down to him and brought some microgreens with him, and clamshell, and he says, Kevin, this is $25 for this. And Kevin said, oh, that's great. He said, but they're cut, which means when they're cut, 15 minutes, they lose their nutritional value.
Right.
An hour, they're done. And so Kevin went in the back, and this isn't finished yet. This has another 3 days to go. Kevin went in the back and got a full tray of amaranth, and he brought it out, and he showed it to the produce guy, and the produce guy says, wow, that's beautiful. And Kevin said, yeah, it's $30. And the produce guy goes, no way. And he said, yeah.
Way.
He said, better than that. Look. And he lifts it up and he goes, it's living. And the produce guy goes, where do you get it? And he went two blocks up the road. And he couldn't believe it, that $30, it's living. The shelf life on it is weeks versus a few days.
All right. Now, the water that's in there, do they have to regularly change it until they use it up? Maybe I'm asking a stupid question, but...
No, not at all. In fact, that's a very good question, because water is where the pathogens grow. And so when stagnant water sits, that's when the pathogens start to, if there's any pathogens, start to multiply. We only put in our trays twice a day, one cup of water. And we allow it to drain. So none of our trays are hooked together. We've made sure that all of our trays are separate to mitigate anything that happens. And every night we drain it.
Okay.
Put new water in it. Twice a day we water. Because if you forget to water it for a half a day, beans are babies, they're done. It's work.
It's a commitment. It's right. A commitment on the restaurant's part. But if they want something that's... is so beautiful and natural and intense with flavor, as you said on your website, something this small and still growing, it's not only nutrient dense, it's flavor dense. More so when it's a baby and small, as opposed to if it's gone to full height or growth or whatever.
40 times the nutritional value of the adult plant. And these facts are not just pulling out of thin air. So John Hopkins, all the facts that we have, a lot of it comes from John Hopkins research. John Hopkins research, we used to be at the John Hopkins Farmers Market, 10:30 to 2:30, I think they are, on Thursdays. Dr. Tunnelly's team would come down, the stem cell researchers would come down and talk to us. John Hopkins did a lot of studies on brothy microgreens for breast cancer. They reverse the effects of breast cancer on men and women. They detoxify the lungs. It's just amazing. The stem cell researchers came down to us and talked to us about the microgreens in general, how they help elderly people, anti-inflammatory properties, anti-aging properties. It's just amazing. Myself, I weighed 300 pounds a year and a half ago. I was a GMO train wreck. You name it, I ate it. Corn dogs, hot dogs, Wonder Bread with peanut butter and jelly, I had it all. And it showed. And I was diabetic. I went to the doctor in April of 2013. And she said to me, Larry, I'm going to have to keep you today. And I can already tell you're going to start losing your feet, your toes. She said, I could see them. And I said, Jana, we really got to do something. And we were juicing, because everybody told us about this juicing. And it wasn't working. And so we got home, we actually started eating our own dog food. We just started eating 6 to 8 ounces, if not more, of these microgreens a day. Went back in June, I was down to 205. My energy level was through the roof. She took my blood. She said, I'm cutting all your meds today. She said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. And I just told her, I'm eating these microgreens all the time, and I cut out all processed food, anything that had GMO in it, and anything that was above a 5 glycemic index, I cut. And it works. It worked for me. And my feet, I mean, I can move my toes and they're not numb. With diabetes, your feet become numb and hurt. And I wasn't telling nobody, because I didn't want nobody to worry. I didn't want my wife to worry.
Right.
And I just thought, you know.
So it reversed the neuropathy.
Right. I mean, I had brown spots and everything. They're gone.
It's gone. Oh, great.
I mean, it just, and I run around here with no socks, no shoes all year long. And my wife said, you're crazy. You're running up and down the stairs. I still have post-concussion syndrome and headaches and stuff like that from the accident, which is great because I get to work in this environment now, a lot relaxation and stuff. But these microgreens, everything they post on John Hopkins about them is fact. I am a true believer.
Well, Larry, I want to thank you. And lucky me, I get to go downstairs and have a wonderful lunch with Larry. And hopefully those of you who listen will seek him out at the Fells Point Farmers Market and restaurateurs who want to start growing these. Reach out to Larry at cityhydro.com and he will get you started. Thank you so much, Larry.
Thank you.
Dining Dish here, wrapping up our interview with Larry Hunts of City Hydro. You can always follow us on Baltimore Internet Radio. You will find me at diningdish.net, and my social media is Dara Cooks.